Bob's Big Beer Show continues. Now, with plenty of hoppy beer talk.
And good morning, neighbors. Welcome to the program. It's Bob's Big Beer Show. You can find it here every Saturday morning, 10 o'clock. Remember to find us on Facebook, 1045 Bob FM, or Bob's Big Beer Show on Facebook. The website is 1045bobfm.com, and we stream everything live. On the phone with us now, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed out in California, is Dan Becker from thefullpint.com. Good morning, Dan. How are you this fine morning?
Doing great. Good morning, Vic.
How's your November weather been treating you out there in California?
Oh, man, freezing my tush off. I think it's 75 today.
You going to be okay? You sure you're going to be okay?
I'm going to bundle up.
All right. Where are you, by the way, specifically?
Right near Pasadena, California.
Oh, man.
In Los Angeles County.
Yep. I grew up in Long Beach, spent the first 27 years of my life there, and actually have been to the Rose Bowl many times and just a wonderful area. You're spoiled. Are you from out there?
Originally grew up in New Jersey, South Jersey, right
boy.
Near Philadelphia.
You upgraded. You know,
yeah, as soon as I was legally able to move, I did it.
All right, so how did a Jersey boy end up in Southern California?
I knew I couldn't stay in New Jersey. I had bigger things to do.
All right, you, along with your friend Johnny, co-founders of thefullpint.com, I found you guys on Twitter. You have tons of followers. Can you explain to our listeners out here in Michigan what thefullpint.com is all about?
So thefullpint.com is a project my friend Johnny and I started out of boredom of working in the IT field, computers, for a living. We said, well, we love beer. Let's start a beer website. And back in 2007, there really weren't many. So we began cold calling breweries saying, hey, we'd like to share your news. We'll review your products. We'll come to your event. And it all started from there. The breweries found value in somebody giving them free press.
Now, wait a minute. You sound way too interesting to be a former IT guy.
Well, that was probably partially it. We were just very bored in that field.
Right.
So,
okay, so you start thefullpint.com, and the premise of it when you started, what was it? What was your pitch?
We would just call up like Oscar Blues, for instance. Hey, Oscar Blues, do you have any news? And they're like, what do you mean news? Like, upcoming events or new products. And they were like, wow, we didn't even think of that. And we would start getting these press releases or news releases or upcoming events.
Yeah.
And they found value in that. And they said, well, great. We'll send it on over. So it was free for them. And then it was for us, it was already produced content. So it was a win-win situation. And, you know, so other breweries started taking notice going, hey, this is the place we need to send our news. And we just became a trusted source, trusted platform. And, you know, it grew from there. Then we, you know, over the years, we've gotten some writers, some editorials. We've done some really fun things over the years. And, you know, it's just, I think we caught the beginning of the wave. So we have a very decent following.
Dan Becker on the phone with us, thefullpint.com. On Twitter, you guys have like 68,000 followers. It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. We have some very passionate followers and, you know, wide range from beginners to, you know, advanced enthusiasts,
homebrewers. Oh, yeah. All right, so now are you a homebrewer? You and your partner homebrewers? I mean, what's your beer background?
Well, just growing up, you know, my father was always telling, I mean, while he would have a PBR in his hand, he would tell me, you know, there's better beer out there, and Germany and Belgium supposedly make the best beer, and to seek out better beer. And I said, I agree. And when I moved to California, I had no idea there was, you know, at least 100 craft breweries, or we called them microbreweries back then. And I just started exploring in the early 2000s, all the beer I could get my hands on. And that really is my background. I tried home brewing a few times and realized I'm going to leave it to the pros.
Well, you are in the state for craft brewing. It's number one in terms of brewers, but Michigan is in the top five, and we're gaining ground. But, boy, I tell you what, California is where it's all coming together. Matter of fact, San Diego Beer Week wraps up this week, and San Diego is given the credit for being the craft beer capital of the world, where it all supposedly started. So you're right there in a perfect spot. What's the culture been like since you guys started this over the past 7-8 years? How have you seen that expand in California?
Well, what's interesting is San Diego's been at the forefront, as you mentioned, the Mecca, if you will.
Yeah.
And San Francisco has had a very artsy and foodie culture for a long time, but Los Angeles was really in the doldrums and in the dark up until recently. So we had virtually no craft breweries we could hang our hat on.
Well,
but now it's amazing. We have about almost 40 breweries, and we have some real quality breweries here.
You know, being from Long Beach, California, matter of fact, I just visited there last March. I couldn't tell you where one craft brewer is in Long Beach. Here in Traverse City, Michigan, all 15,000 of us in the county, though, is much bigger than that. But we probably have about 12 breweries and just in our county. And that's a good contrast, compare and contrast, the difference between here and, say, Long Beach, California. Now, in other parts of California, obviously, it's much more popular. But it's really just, it's gone bonkers here in Michigan. Now, you were telling me off the air, yesterday in El Segundo, that Stone Cold Steve Austin released a beer?
Yeah, Stone Cold Steve Austin, if you remember, he was a pro wrestler and made one of his trademark gimmicks was chugging light beer on TV. And since his retirement, he's had a twice-a-week podcast in which he started talking about how he loves IPA now. And everybody was, you know, caught off guard by that. The small brewery in El Segundo, California took notice and invited him down, and they forged a friendship, and which has turned into a beer project. And so yesterday that beer was released, and he made it so it was, you know, still in the West Coast style, but kept the IBUs low, so it could be a little approachable.
Right, right. Now, have you had a chance to taste this?
Yeah, it's delicious.
Is it?
Yep.
Who is he making that with?
With El Segundo Brewing Company.
Okay, okay. All right. Stone Cold Steve Austin making beer with a local brewery out there in California, and it's called The Broken Skull, because that doesn't he have a reality show or something called Broken Skull?
The beer is called Broken Skull IPA, and then I think he has a reality show called The Broken Skull Ranch or The Broken Skull Challenge, and I guess that's his trademark these days.
Very nice.
So, yeah, and, you know, back to what you were saying about Long Beach, next time you're in town, Vic, check out Beechwood Barbecue and Brewing.
Okay.
They win gold medals every year at the GABF. And they,
really?
I think they've won, Small Brew Pub of the Year. So we're doing the best we can here in L.A., but
right.
It's a slow process.
Right. Okay, so now I research for something that you do, being king. Exactly how many beers do you taste on average every week?
Well, you know, I'm trying to keep it down to maybe 10 or 12 a week. But when I started the Full Pint, I had stars in my eyes. We get a lot of product samples in the mail.
Right.
And it got to a point where I couldn't get my jeans on right. So I had to scale back a little.
Yes. Yes, there's one thing that we have all realized, especially those who are gaining in years, is that the craft beer may not be too good for the waistline.
Right. So, you know, all in moderation and smaller pours, there's some tricks to it, but it can be very, you know, next thing you know, you've tried 20 beers in a week. And
yeah, it's like, whoa, doctor.
Yeah.
Dan Becker on the phone with us, co-founder of thefullpint.com. I ask folks out here when we have them on the show in the state if they see a craft bubble coming, because growth here has been exponential. What about out there in California? Do you see, is there talk of a fearing some sort of craft beer bubble?
Well, out here in particular in Los Angeles, we've seen a lot of get-rich-quick models of, oh, craft beer's popular, let's throw some money at it. Ooh, here's our shiny new brew house. The beer still has to be good. And if it's not, and people are not feeling the love, they're not going to get the business. And I think in the next 3 to 5 years, some of these money grabs are going to go away.
Now, would you declare yourself a beer snob, a beer geek, a little bit of both? I mean, describe yourself.
I'm open to trying anything, and I never would want to talk down to somebody who knows less about beer than me, so definitely not a beer snob.
Yeah.
I would say a beer enthusiast, a beer geek, maybe an aficionado, but no snobbery.
But you could really run into folks who are fans of craft beer who know it way inside and out and don't put up with a lot of tomfoolery.
Right, right. One of my favorite techniques is to say, instead of saying, ooh, you like that? I go, oh, you like that? Well, here's something you might like better.
Right, right. All right, so the end of the day, hard day at fullpint.com. You want to kick your feet up. You gravitate to what type of beer?
IPA, West Coast IPA, yeah. San Diego style IPA.
All right, very nice, very nice. Did you guys participate? Did you guys go down and check out San Diego Beer Week?
Yeah, we're headed down there right now. We're going to finish off with just checking out. I mean, there's 112 breweries there now in San Diego, and we're going to check out a couple we haven't seen yet. We're going to go to a couple neat craft beer bars and just finish it out strong.
Very cool. Anything off the top of your head that you've tried from Michigan?
Oh, I've tried the whole portfolio from Bell's, fantastic. Founders, fantastic. I'm trying to think.
We've got tons of them. I mean, you got Founders, you got Bell's, you've got Shorts, Right Brain Brewery in Traverse City.
Yeah, Shorts is fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, very good stuff. Well, sir, thank you very much for all your time this morning. It's been a pleasure. That's thefullpint.com. You can find them on Twitter. Also find them on the interwebs and all kinds of good stuff for you beer fans out there. Thank you, sir. Thanks for getting up early this morning.
You got it, Vic.
You're listening to the only local over-the-air beer show in the Traverse City region. It's Bob's Big Beer Show on 104.5 Bob FM.